Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed. It's full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Hart.
What's going on? Hello, everyone. It's Full of Flavor Tuesdays, and it's another stimulating episode of Crushing at the Dark on the Honey Suite, and I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hart, and I'm glad to be here as always. Before we get started, let me begin by thanking everyone who tuned in on yesterday. Sorry about that. Okay. There we go. Had a little distraction here. Okay. I would like to thank everyone who tuned in to the Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined. We had a great conversation about prison life. My girls Brick and Lady C both joined me for fun and laughter. Plus, I enjoy playing some smooth R&B as well. So you can check out that on our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. And as always, I am finally live in the chat room at www.phonefantasyradio.com/live. Also, you can call in live at 805-830-8320. Just press 1 to speak on it. And can I just say this? I apologize. We did have one topic ready for tonight, but at 8:25 p.m., as I was doing some last-minute research, I had an epiphany. I want assistance with this one. I felt like it's that serious. It can get that serious. And I wouldn't want to be responsible for putting the wrong, or not even wrong, inaccurate information out there to somebody that may be listening and really is in need of that type of assistance. So I opt out, did a last-minute topic change, if you will, and that's how we came up with tonight's topic. So I do apologize. You know, work with me. Work with me. It's been a long, long week, long weekend. It's only Tuesday, but it's still like it's already Thursday. So just bear with me here. What I'm going to do right now, take that quick music break like we do, get myself situated, get us back into the groove of things, and we're going to come back and have a conversation. Be right back.
welcome back.
Shout out to me and Saki in the chat room.
Talking about my music bad.
Welcome back. That threw me up for a minute. It's Full Flavor Tuesdays, but most importantly, it's the third Tuesday of the month, and this is another edition of Crushing After Dark, the sexual mayhem, exploring our sexuality with experiences, advice, and get all grown and sexy fun. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about sex drive. Yeah,
that's what we're going to
talk about tonight. Your libido. Sex drive. It's a person's overall sexual drive or desire for sexual activity. A lot of basic factors go into it, determining one's sex drive, whether it be psycho, mentally, social factors, your body, a little bit of everything. Big old melting pot when it comes to your sex. And how did I come with this topic so fast? Like I said, I changed my topic. Do for tonight, and then I opt out because I was doing the sexual healing thing. But y'all know I had a birthday. I told y'all my birthday was last week. I did some unmentionables, good and bad, but mostly I had a desire. A full-fledged desire for sex. So I spent about 4 days getting sex. I just wanted sex. Even after my body was like, bitch, stop, I still wanted sex, from the masturbating, from the intercourse, from the licking, sucking, everything in between. I wanted it. So this had me thinking about my sex drive. Is this coming with age? Am I at a point? Is my body trying to tell me something? What in the biscuits is going on with my body? I really want to know. And I feel that my sex drive have also caused me to make some decisions that if I wasn't thinking with my pussy, as Saki was saying, I wouldn't have done some of the stuff I did. So, blaming it on my increased sex drive. Yeah. I don't know about other people. I've heard of this. I've heard that as you get older with age with women, when you get around your mid-30s, early 40s, you know, you tend to crave, your sex drive tends to increase. I have heard that before. But now that I'm reaching up there in my mid-30s, I'm just like, that's me. I mean, I'm having wet dreams. Yes, people. I'm having wet dreams. Like, are they even considered wet dreams after a certain age? I'm dreaming about people that I should not be, or I have no reason to be dreaming about. They just pop up in my dreams. This dude randomly pops up and fucks me in a corner somewhere around a block. I don't know what's going on with me. But that's my situation right now. Bear with me. So I thought I'd bring it to y'all, the listening audience, my peoples, my friends, the ones that's going to give it to me like it is. Are y'all having the same experience? Now, listen, I'm not just throwing this to no randomness, okay? This is not random because as I've done my research,
for my listening audience is 28 and older. So y'all, we are the same age range. Okay, we in the same age range, 30 to 60. That's our listening criteria, our listening audience. So y'all can relate with me, and y'all can bring some of y'all experiences to the table. I'm going to need y'all to do that. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. And you know who else I'm going to blame? I'm going to blame Saki, because she mentioned it. She mentioned it. Saki mentioned it. She put it out there. And now I got to now sit up here reevaluating how serious or how truthful I've not been with myself that I've been having these desires. So, yeah, I'm blaming Saki for that one. For just enlightening me, you know, that's what it was. She didn't really do nothing but enlighten and bring it to awareness. So thank you, Saki. But still, at the same time. I'm not going to play it, Saki. Teach you Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Let's get serious for a minute. Sex drive. I want to put this out here. I know that I'm the only woman out here who's done things based on our sexual desire. You've made decisions. That's like how men can say, well, why you slept with her? And they say, I don't know. They had a desire and they acted on it. So you as a woman out there, you as a human being, have desires and you act on them. So with that being said, as I'm thinking about this, is this what caused everybody to cheat?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not in a relationship.
But how does it affect our relationship? How does it affect us? You know, is it going to die down as I get older? Is it, you know, they're saying your sex drive is affected by many different factors, pregnancy, stress, illness, medication, social factors, who you're around, your chemicals in your body build up, you know, and this, if you can act out on it, if you can't act out on it, if you opt to press those feelings or suppress those desires, those are also factors as well. The human sex drive. So that is, and I've also learned that your sexual desires are important factors when it comes to relationships with both men and women. It's important.
And we'll say to you again, fuck you, it's important, okay?
It's important for you to understand, first of all, your body. It's important for you to understand what it is that you desire and if you can spend the rest of your life or whatever period with this person. So, yeah, it's kind of an important thing when it comes to building a relationship. So, with that being said, if she's a good provider, can you still marry him even though he doesn't provide for you sexually? And yes, I've seen that too. She said, no. I try to read it to her and talk to y'all about this. So your sexual drive, people. 805-830-8320. Okay, so as I say, last week, or the week before last, whatever, I was celebrating my birthday on my back. I was doing the unmentionables, people. But I craved something more. As I'm getting what I wanted, I actually desired more. I'm at the point now where I think I need multiples. I need multiple partners at the same damn time. That's how it feels to me. That's what my libido is telling me. I can't just get enough of one at a time. I got to have multiples at one time. That's what my libido has been telling me. And I'm trying to suppress that desire. I'm not doing a good job at it, but I'm trying to suppress the desire. Something in my diet. I don't know what it is. But I'm just being as completely open and honest about my sex drive. It is crushing out the dark. I am crush, so I have the right to do so. Oh my goodness. Shout out to Lady C and Brick. They tuned in yesterday and held me down on our prison talk. So we learned a lot yesterday. So I'm getting the feeling that I'm gonna come to y'all, if not this year, early next year, and let y'all know that I've done it. I mean, that's actually become one of my fantasies, to have a set up to five for a day. But yeah, also 24 hours, sets of twos, five rounds in 24 hours. There we go. Y'all got that? So I'm going to have threesome five times in 24 hours. Do we have to be the same two guys? It don't. Yes, I said two guys, not women. Two guys. Handpicked by me. That has become a fantasy of mine. But I don't think I'm going to be able to get it at the same damn time. It's not going to be five at the same time. It may be five in 5 months. We have five rounds in 5 months. Great situation. But, you know. Am I going to record it? If you're up for it, I don't mind recording it. I really don't. I don't mind recording it. I could sell it. Yeah, I can sell it. But I don't mind recording it. They can wear masks. As a matter of fact, I prefer them to wear masks. Bandanas around their face. You know what? Let's act out a whole scene. Oh, my gosh. They're going to set me up and call me in the back alley somewhere. Everyone said yesterday I was out on Saturday, finally went to a party. Got drunk. And wanted to pull somebody literally into the alley. The back alley, yes. I was really talking to this guy. He was 6'9". Slam. Just the way you like him. Tall and slim. Knowing they could get all into the creases and the crevices of a big girl, I wanted to take him to the back alley and get him. Knowing I'm not even built for that life. There's no such thing as a back alley in Brooklyn. It was just a little scene between the parking lot of White Castle and the building we was in. But still, I wanted to do it. I just wanted to pull him, man. That energy. He was flirting with me. He kept touching me. And I was like, dude, I'm going to need you to stop. The bouncer. He's doing his round. I'm flirting with him, winking at you. talking about it's my fool's eyelash about to fall off. Oh, my goodness. Then the dude that I like to play with on the internet and his baby mama that way. She was just sitting 50 feet away.
Oh, no. I don't know what's going on, Saki. The back alley is extra sexy.
It is. And I had on my cute little dress and my Spanx stockings. See, that's the thing. That's what stopped me. The Spanx. This is so expensive. I don't appreciate him trying to tear my stockings to get to the pussy. So, what stopped me?
I gotta get another way out of these bitches. I'm not ripping them to pull them to the side and go, hey, hold on, let me take them down. Let me pull them down first. But you don't do that when you're in the back alley. You're kissing and groping and ripping and tearing. And I sure am gonna, I don't know. Y'all not feeling me like I need to be feeling me. Right now, I'm gonna take a break and come back and finish my talk about drive.
Next thing.
dresses was back. I definitely because that's how I feel. But my sex drive going, my libido's going as it's going. You can invest in some sex toys. I think that's on the list of things. As my Christmas present to myself, I gotta get my sexual equipment up because I got desire. And I don't have access to the good like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't got access to the good 24/7. So I gotta find something to satisfy these desires. I mean, I need to go ahead and stop bullshitting and just purchase my magic wand. I think that's what I'm missing, my magic wand. Just pass out from it and just be good to later on that night. Anyway, we're talking about sex drive, your libido, how it's affecting your decisions when it comes to relationships, comes to intimacy. You know, I think I need sexual healing from my libido right now. I've been told, I'm surprised people ain't calling in right now because I've actually got text messages from people saying that they was inspired by my story last week. No lie. And they went out there and got them some because they were so inspired. But it is what it is. We got a caller from the 862. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Nicholas, this is D'Angelo from Paso, New Jersey, P-Town.
Hey, P-Town, D'Angelo, how are you?
I'm doing good.
That's what's up. Sex. We're talking about sex tonight, D'Angelo.
Okay.
Like that?
Yep.
You got a high sex drive?
Yes, I do.
Oh. You do kinky stuff?
Yes, I do.
What kind of kinky stuff?
I can't say that because I can't tell. I'm a little shy.
What? Oh, don't be shy. We're grown. We don't gotta be shy.
You want me to tell you for real?
Huh?
You want me to tell you?
Oh.
Well, the only thing is that I get a little freaky sometimes. You know what? I use balloons to be freaky. That's why I love doing it.
Balloons?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Real
like
pretty useful. Yeah, I love to do it too. But the one I like to use is the big ones. The one you use, oh my God. Oh man. Very crazy.
You like my big old pink polka dot balloon?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
I love that color. I love that color.
You love the color pink?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know what? You know what I would do for you, the crush. I would rub you down, massage you, and anything. I do all that stuff to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have a hand.
I got
all the body.
That's right.
Okay.
And I will do it. For real.
We gonna use baby oil.
Yep.
Oh. Where would you start? From the bottom or the top?
The top. And we're going down to the bottom.
Front or my back?
Your back.
I'm leaning on my back. So
uh-huh.
You're going to start from my shoulders and work your way down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. So you're going to give me a breast massage?
Yup.
A belly massage?
Uh-huh.
Caress the love handle.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. Rubbing on thighs.
Yup.
And a thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. D'Angelo. You got me blushing, Jana.
Yeah, you know, I got a crush on you, Lucas. I got a big crush on you. A real big crush on you.
You got a crush on me?
Yup.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You got a crush on me.
Yes, I do.
Why do you got a crush on me? I don't even do anything.
Because I like you a lot, because you're sexy. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Can't fall super long.
Huh?
I said I can't fool you for thinking that way.
Oh, come on. You hurt my feelings. My feelings are hurt.
Why? I'm getting stopped.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Huh?
I'm saying that's a good thing.
I know. But you know what? I tell you what, because the one thing you should do, you know, I want to see some of your videos that you do, you know, for your balloons and everything. I mean, you know my favorite color is? Can I tell you? It's purple.
It's purple?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did a purple balloon yet.
That's my favorite color.
Oh. If I come across one, I'll make a video for you, okay?
And the ones I liked, the one you did was, you did a green one and you did another purple balloon. I think it was a yellow one. I forgot. It was so cool. And I love them because the same time I love balloons too. Because and I collect them all. I got a whole big collection of them.
You have a collection of balloons?
Yes, I do.
You going to show me your balloons one day?
If you show me yours.
I don't think I can show you my balloons.
Why?
Because I don't have any.
Well, just let me know if you do. I mean, you do. Let me know.
I ran out. I don't have any.
Party pooper.
I'm a party pooper?
Yes.
Aw. I don't think so.
That's terrible.
Why? You don't want the balloon, the collection. You bring them to the party. Can't come to a party empty-handed now, can you?
True.
Why? So, you bring the balloon, and I'll bring my sexy self.
What? You for real? God damn.
You never know.
God damn.
All right, D'Angelo.
All right.
Thank you for calling me, love.
Well, Stephanie.
Gonna have a party one day.
Huh?
So we're gonna have a party one day.
Well, Stephanie, invite me.
Huh?
I'm gonna invite you.
Oh yeah, this is you know, I come to New York, I come and see you. You know I will.
Mhm. And you talking about you so shy. Mhm.
I'm just messing with you. You know me.
Mhm. Me too. I'm just messing with you too.
I know.
Mhm. As long as you do.
Yeah.
All right, D'Angelo. I ain't gonna waste your time.
I know. You too.
Thank you for calling, hon.
No, Stephanie.
Y'all people are just so bad. I was just having a conversation.
Yeah, I actually just popped into the chat room. I see you slide on in.
Welcome to the chat room. We're talking about sexual deviance. No, we're talking about sex drive. That's what we're talking about. See when my mind gets you going? Keeps going. We're talking about this sex drive and how minds have increased since I'm getting a year older. It's always been there, you know, and if you don't act out on it, I think it's just like a building. I remember as a kid growing up, you know, when you got that sex talk, they said once you have it, you're gonna always want it. And that's where the folk comes into having sex before you're ready.
And I was like, whatever. But now that I'm older, I believe that's true. It's not that I always want it. It's just that you want to try new shit. It's like a drug. You always shit. It really is like a drug. You think about being addicted to drugs. You can't be addicted to sex. But it's like you're always trying to get that first orgasm again. And then you see, whether it be around you, whether it be exploring porn, internet, you see that, oh, I want to try that. Oh, I want to try him. Oh, I want to do that position. Oh, I want to do it that way. It's always trying to better the last time. Once again, disclaimer, these are the views of a crush hearts only. That's it. I don't know. And I just want to explore. And have a little fun. You know, that's what it all comes down to. You want to have a little fun. You want to do a little this, do a little that without being caught. You know, there's some guys out there that don't know how to control it and may have, you know, a significant other on the side. Does that make me mad? Does that make me the bad person because I still pursued him, even though knowingly he has that person on the side? Does that make me mad? I don't think so. I have no control over what he does. So technically, you can't get mad at me for pursuing him. I can't get mad at me. I'm single. So technically, I'm not breaking any laws. I don't think I'm breaking any laws. No, I know for a fact I'm not breaking any laws. His significant other, and on the other hand, may see it's totally different, but I'm not the one in a relationship with you. So technically, technically, it's not me, it's you. See? Yes, the significant other is a side piece. According to me, I'm the single one. So, according to me, she's a side piece. I didn't bring him. I didn't call him. I didn't text him. He called and he texted me. And it just panned that way. Anyway, folks, this question after that, this is not going to be a full show. We got 20 minutes remaining on the clock. I throw the line open, 805-830-8320. I'm not going to do a full show because my head just started hurting me. So I need to cut off this light and take some pills. And once I do that, I'm going to sleep. So it's going to be early night. Oh, my show is sexy tonight. That didn't even sound like coming out.
Hopefully, that's the plan, to be here Sunday with Brick, Brick House. Next week is a holiday week. Don't know. We'll keep you posted. FantasyRadio.com. Like us on Facebook. Add us to Twitter. Join our group. I need to go into that group and start it up. But join our group. Bring it to the table. On Facebook, get updates from when show starts and, you know, what we're talking about and things of that nature. We don't have anything planned for next week because we're not sure if we'll be going on vacay or actually doing a show next week. Not sure because it is Thanksgiving week and, you know, people are going out of town, people are doing this, people are doing that. We'll see. We'll see. I don't believe what?
I don't believe that, the crush.
What I don't believe?
Yes, I'm going to cut the show short because as I'm sitting here, this light is beaming in my eyes and my head is hurting right now. So I got my handy dandy bottle of ibuprofen, 400 milligrams. A pill. I'm about to pop those. I'm not feeling sexual tonight, girl. I'm serious. I'm not feeling sexy tonight. I just want to rape somebody. Good grief. It's not my fault. Can I use that as a defense, Saki? In court. It's all my fault. My libido is out of control. I use that as a defense. Sex drive. I got a lot of that. Yeah, your sex drive. And let's see. I got to do my confession this week.
Oh.
I was asking, can I use that as a good defense, if I rape somebody, can I use that as a good defense that it wasn't my fault, it was my sex drive? Yes, that's all I'm asking. So, yeah, I'm supposed to be doing a confession. I've been having wet dreams lately, so that's my confession this week on my website. Somebody, or actually a few people, have asked me to get into details about what happened on my birthday weekend. I just said I've been with a lot of dudes. They want detailed they want detailed descriptions and stuff like that. But she said, no, that doesn't work. Many have tried it. It doesn't work. That's that bullshit. But yeah, you know. Maybe it's the weed. Maybe it's the weed. It got to be something else. It just doesn't, okay, I get to get older, now all of a sudden I can't control my desires. It got to be something else, too. It got to be another factor that happens in my life that's affecting this or affecting me in this way. Because I'm telling you, people, wet dreams, weird fantasies, multiple partners, this is, I don't know, it's building up now. Yes, Saki, we know. Saki said I'm aging, and as women age, listen, when I turned 30, body parts started popping and crackling, and you know, I'm reaching mid-30s, sex drive out of control. Oh, Jesus. And as mine is getting higher, his be getting lower. This is unbullshit. You can't help it. Yeah, I'm not going to do all that. I like it. I'm single. I'm single with a high sex drive. I can use the world as my vibrator. Fuck the world. Yeah, fuck the world. No. Yes. It depends. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just doing generalizing. That's all. But yeah. So, folks, if it'll be on next week, I'm not sure. But please join us in December. For staff, I know we'll be here. So if we don't make it next week, we would definitely be here on the December 1st, actually. December 1st. We'll be back here with Musically Inclined, with the Crush Heart. And December 2nd will be another episode of Parental Guidance. So
That's going to be fun. Who doesn't like parental guidance? I like parental guidance. I have been getting good feedback from the two. So I'm thinking I'm going to get a bunch of parents and let's do a round table. Right. Let's people call up with their questions about parenting and do a round table, which I think. And people can just give their advice and their suggestions on different parenting or different situations that involve their children. I think that's what I'm going to do. So that's December 2nd and December 1st. We'll be getting it popping on Phone Fantasy Radio. Yay! Anyway, folks, have a great night. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Have an awesome holiday. Appreciate y'all tuning in and supporting us. And we'll see you soon. On that note, we're going to play some music. And we're going to just rock on out. That's how we do it. Another episode of Question After Dark has now ended. Later.
You made me feel that love would never end. How can I forget?
Baby, we were the best.
I suffered dreams of you all through the night. Baby, I can't sleep to give you up mine.
Oh, you got me feeling some type of way. Ain't know you was without me. Hope you feel the same.
But there's no you, there's no me. Ain't no us, ain't no we. That just can't be. Don't you see my right?
Ain't no you without me. Hope you feel the same.
There's no you, there's no me.
Ain't